Seattle Mayor Tim Burgess has come out against a proposed business tax that would raise money to combat homelessness. KUOW's Kate Walters has the story.
It's known as an employee hours tax, or head tax, and it would affect an estimated 10% of Seattle businesses. They'd pay about $100 per year per full-time employee, with revenue funding housing options and services for the homeless. Seattle City Council members are considering including the tax in the 2018 budget, but Mayor Tim Burgess says that would be a mistake.
I would contend that business is already paying a fair share. They pay the business and occupation tax, they pay the property tax, they pay the sales tax when they purchase items for their business. So I just think it's ill-advised to tax the creation of jobs.
This is not a new line of thinking for Burgess. In 2007, he ran for city council on a platform of repealing a head tax that raised money for transportation improvements. And he followed through. But Councilmember Kirsten Harris-Talley, one of the sponsors of the recently proposed tax, says she's surprised by Burgess's stance.
We were quite frankly in a really different economic situation a decade ago than we are right now. We have no shortage of jobs. We have no shortage of job growth.
Harris-Talley says the tax is needed to assist the city's most vulnerable people, and she says the affected businesses can afford to pay it. Instead, Burgess is pushing an alternative revenue source. He's calling on the council to pass new fees for short-term rentals, like Airbnb. If the head tax does end up making it into the 2018 budget, Burgess says he's unsure whether he'll veto the plan. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.